number 124. Church history number 124. We studied church history all the way from the Sea of Galilee through Europe, through Switzerland, Netherlands, we have Germany, Sweden, all of the places where the Baptists hid out and where they were not welcome and where they were welcome for periods of time. They were always good citizens. They just basically were beat up wherever they went. All they wanted was some place where they could go and worship God and preach the Word of God. We've come all the way down. Now we're in California. The church history that I'm teaching right now, I know firsthand. So this is pretty neat. These people were basically a half a generation ahead of me. And a lot of these people, I knew them. I knew their names. Like I said, Brother Dudley Pointer, was a great man of God. I was his pastor for a while. He was my pastor. He was a great missionary. And his name is going to be mentioned throughout all of this. And he gave this book to me. This book. That's where it came from. I wish he'd have signed it. I've got Floyd Looney's signature in this one here. This is another one, the same thing with the dust cover and everything on it, that I found somehow or another. It's a very rare book. This was in the library, and it says, for reference only, not to be taken from this room, because it's so valuable, you can't find one. You can look up History of California Southern Baptist 13 Golden Years by Floyd Looney, and you might find one out there. They usually come from libraries, some church library. The Southern Baptist Convention doesn't want this book anymore because it actually indicts them for heresy, so to speak, because they don't believe what they practiced back then. It's right here in the 1950s they began to turn away from the basic doctrines of the Baptist churches so they could reach more people and so they could get more people in there, and they had a lot of income. And numbers and money, dollar signs and numbers, that's the whole thing. And I saw that in churches that I've been a member of, not that I've ever pastored, but that I've been a member of and worked as a teacher in, but I have seen that happen. Numbers and money. And that's Southern Baptist for you. The modern Southern Baptist, there are some still sound. I know I've preached in those churches. But most of them today do not believe what this book says. So that's why they don't care about this book anymore. That's why you can buy one. It's coming out of Southern Baptist libraries. Now, we're on page 433 and 432 and 433. I'm just going to read some of these people and some of the things that I'm going to bring out. Those that I've said in the past, I say this truthfully, that this part, this series is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Before 1950, most Southern Baptists were as sound as a dollar. As they used to say, that dollar isn't sound anymore, of course. They're as sound as a modern dollar today, which isn't sound. But they were. And the Missionary Baptists, the Southern Baptists, the Landmark Baptists, all of them exchanged letters. They took each other's baptism. They all practiced close communion. They all practiced, they stood away from alien immersion by any other group. They wouldn't accept anybody else's group. That's how we got our name Baptist to begin with, Anabaptists, rebaptizers, baptizers again. We got down here to the state that I live in today, the state of Nevada. And there's a church in Babbitt, Nevada. Now, I don't know exactly where that is. But anyway, in 1947, in October the 23rd, they established this church with 16 members. It should be counted with the California Southern Baptist Churches since it has from the beginning cooperated with the California Convention. While the congregation was organized as an independent Baptist church, that means Missionary Baptist Church. That's what it means. Without aid of any congregation or to sponsor it as a mission, an application made for the recognition of the Sacramento Valley Association the following year. Their first pastor was William Kinman, and then a general missionary, E.W. Moon, which we've talked about before, E.E. Smedley, and Leslie Chisholm. Despite the fact that the Babbitt Church is located over 300 miles from Sacramento, more than 200 miles from the closest Southern Baptist church at that time, it is now not unusual to see some of the members of the monthly meetings in the Sacramento Sierra Association. At the present time, Pastor Chisholm and the Babbitt congregation do mission work in Western Nevada. Now, I'm doing that here, too. I'm on the mission field. Basically, I'm the only organized church, scripturally organized, from another church, and even a 501c3 that is in this valley, and even in this part of Nevada here, probably for 300 miles in any other direction. I know, I think up in Reno, there are some missionary Baptist churches up there, and I think there's one in Las Vegas, maybe. But we're out here in the middle of nothing, and we're preaching the truth, and I'm teaching the truth in church history. The good, the bad, and the ugly, whatever it is. The Bertie Russian Evangelical Christian Baptist Church is in Sacramento. It was organized in 1952 or early 1953. They preach in Russian. And their pastor or leader was Peter Shelovostov. Carmichael now. The Carmichael Emmanuel Baptist Church in Carmichael, which has a membership of 52, was organized with 24 members in October 1950. It grew from a mission sponsored by Temple Baptist Church in North Sacramento, and the Temple Baptist Church was a missionary Baptist church. Now here comes the curve. Whew. Curve. This is real curve. I've very seldom ever seen a sound missionary Baptist become a Catholic or Pentecostal. But here we go. I don't know how sound this guy was, but this is what happened now. The first pastor was Claude Evans, who served from the date of the organization until 1951. He remained a member of this church after he resigned, but soon began to attend the Assembly of God Church. Assembly of God churches have a lot of membership. And a lot of money crosses the offering plates. They make sure of that. In a few months, he held a meeting with the local Assembly of God Church. At that time, the Emmanuel Baptist Church excluded him for heresy and revoked his credentials. They ordained sound missionaries and sound pastors. If you become unsound, they unordain you. Simple as that. Don Jones, son of Bradley Jones of Tennessee, became the pastor in 1951. He served for 2 years and resigned. The present pastor is I.O. Hall. The Del Paso Heights Baptist Church. That one was organized in 1951. The Fair Oaks Baptist Church was organized in 1953 with Gordon Robertson as the pastor. Grass Valley First Baptist Church. Now, this is another one here. The First Baptist Church of Grass Valley has present membership of 183. Started with 20 charter members in 1946. Now 1946, they are sound. They are missionary Baptist, okay? If they're not Northern Baptist. No church sponsored a mission, and it was organized by John Shea, who had a great sacrifice to himself, went into the community, found a few Southern Baptists, led the organization of the church, and served as pastor for 7 months. Hardly any church had a pastor over 2, 3, 4, 5 months a year. Very few pastors ever pastored 2 years. Very seldom did they pastor 5 years or 10 years. There wasn't enough education. They did not. They preached some sermon outlines that either the Southern Baptist sent out to their preachers or whatever. Their local preachers or somebody would give them a sermon outline. I preach from the Bible. Matthew 16:18. Jesus speaking to the church and Peter, He said, "You're Peter, but upon this, you're Peter, a little stone, but upon this great foundation rock I'll be building my church, and the gates of hell shall not wrestle her down." And then he said in Matthew 28:18-20, that the church would be in existence. He said, "Go out and as you're spread out all over the place, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and lo, teaching them to observe with their lives, guard with their lives all things that I've given to you, and lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age." And I believe that. That's what the Lord said. They only had a few sermons, so they would preach these sermons and go someplace else. They'd go and preach a few sermons, what the sermons they had up their sleeve, and then they go someplace else and go someplace else and go someplace else. Lincoln, First Baptist Church in Lincoln, sprang from a church and mission of Temple Baptist Church. Again, this was a missionary Baptist church. And I want to say this, W.J. Venable was a missionary Baptist. He worked with the Southern Baptist Convention. He said, "The present pastor here is W.J. Venable, who deserves to be listed among the sacrificial pioneers among California Southern Baptists, and he has been pastor since 1951. The church worships in its own attractive building and shares its income with world missions. North Highlands First Missionary Baptist Church, established in 1953. Their preachers were going out all over here. Now, remember that the missionary Baptists had been in California from 1850s and 1880s, and a lot of times with Dud Pointer from the 1920s. They'd been there. Now, Dud Pointer worked with the Southern Baptists, and he worked with the American Baptist Association after it was created. The North Sacramento First Baptist Church of Gardenland. And in here, I had a very close pastor friend, John Swafford, and I believe that his father worked with this church, J.N. Swafford. And now we come to the Sacramento Temple Baptist Church. Remember I told you the Temple Baptist Church was a missionary Baptist church. Here we are now to the Temple Baptist Church. The Temple Baptist Church in North Sacramento was organized January the 23rd, 1938. Dud Pointer was among this. By six members who drew from the landmark church in Roseville, Elmer J. Polson became the pastor, serving only half-time. Now, I was a quarter-time pastor one time, and I preached in the church one time a month. I have been preaching pastors in churches. I filled the pulpit in churches all over California and even in Nevada. And that happened a lot back then because there weren't enough preachers to go around in all these churches. The churches were very small, most of them. Collier was called as regular pastor, and he remained with the congregation through all the years. In North Sacramento, where a small building was constructed, according to John W. Watson, a man by the name of C.B. Rogers was Sunday school superintendent, but when he was not reelected, he served notice on the church that he would put a padlock on the door if he couldn't be Sunday school superintendent. That man said that I'll put a padlock on the church door if I can't be Sunday school superintendent. It was soon learned that the property was in his name and he could make his threat good, so most of the members just met in another place and turned the building over to him, and this became a landmark church. It was a landmark church to begin with. The church was originally known as the First Missionary Baptist Church of North Sacramento, but the name Temple Baptist Church was adopted when the present beautiful building located at 2612 Street in North Sacramento was occupied. All of the church missions established in this whole country came from this church originally, and it was a missionary Baptist church. In the meantime, two men who are now California Southern Baptist pastors were born to Christ and baptized in this congregation. Two men, of both whom are graduates of Wayland Baptist College, are C.C. Holcomb, pastor of the First Baptist Church in Del Paso Heights, and R. Edwin Norris, pastor of the First Baptist Church in Grass Valley. This church really was a missionary church. It was a missionary Baptist church. Even though the Southern Baptists went crossways with it, this was a church that sent out a lot of missionaries and a lot of pastors, a lot of preachers. Orangeville First Baptist Church, 1952. Roseville Bethel Baptist Church. Bethel Baptist Church and Roseville grew from missions established by Temple Baptist Church. What kind of church would that be? A missionary Baptist church. The North Sacramento, ironically, the Temple Church in Sacramento was organized by some landmark brethren. Unfortunately, was organized by some landmark brethren. And they became dissatisfied, and a small landmark church was located in Roseville. Ronald Wilcoxon and Glenn Murphy. These services were held upstairs over a beer parlor where drunks often visited the services. I've had drunk people come to the services. Sometimes they're okay. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they come in and get under conviction. Sometimes they're coming in because they've got problems. Some parents stopped their children from attending the house of the drunks. In 1952, the church secured a loan from the Home Mission Board to build a house of worship. Local difficulties delayed the construction of the thing because they didn't want Baptists in this area. Now, Sacramento 14th Avenue Baptist Church was established in December 1952. The Sacramento Signal, there's a lot of Baptist churches in Sacramento, by the way. Sacramento is pretty big. The Signal Heights Baptist Church in Sacramento grew from a mission established by 12th Avenue Church in the same city. And where did 12th Avenue Church come from? The Temple Baptist Church, which was a missionary Baptist church. Okay? Missionary Baptists do mission work. Sacramento 12th Avenue Church, and that one was established in 1945. So guess what it was in 1945? Missionary Baptist Church. They keep hammering about how anti-missionary those missionary Baptists are, but guess what? They're the ones that started all these churches to begin with. The Southern Baptists came out on their coattails. West Sacramento, Westside Baptist Church. San Diego Association, the Chula Vista First Southern Baptist Church. W.A. Crow was involved in this, and still in Bakersfield, California, First Missionary Baptist Church in Bakersfield, California. I believe there's some of the Crow family still there right now at this time. El Cajon First Southern Baptist Church. El Centro First Southern Baptist Church. Escondido Bethel Baptist Church, 1949. It had to be a sound one. Heber, Old Southern Missionary Baptist Church of Heber. Of Heber. The Old Southern Missionary Baptist Church of Heber was sponsored as a mission from Point Pleasant Baptist Church in Buchanan, Tennessee. Guess what? That's a sound Missionary Baptist Church. Organized in 1951 with 11 members. While the church sent a petitionary letter to be recognized by the San Diego Association, it has never contributed a cent of any kind to mission work sponsored by the state convention, and it seems to be a missionary in name only. They didn't want to support churches and missionaries that went out and preached open communion and alien immersion. Simple as that. So they cut off from them. But that's what it is. This is a missionary Baptist church. Lakeside First Southern Baptist Church, 1949. La Mesa Bethel Baptist Church, a Southern Baptist Church. The Lemon Grove First Baptist Church, and that's up there by Porterville area. You know, Lemon Grove up and through that area, Porterville, Tulare area. National City Highland Avenue Baptist Church. originally known as the First Southern Baptist Church, was organized in December 1942. Guess what that was? That was missionary baptism doctrine. The first pastor was J.A. Halley, and then Thomas Blair, and Wayne Rosecrans, Floyd Pittman, etc. An Oceanside service missionary or Memorial Southern Baptist Church. The Memorial Southern Baptist Church in Oceanside was a Baptist church. A year later, the present name was adopted. The First Baptist Church in Aberdeen, Mississippi paid the rent on the building and supported the missionary, and the first one was D.I. Goodman. They all agreed that joining those during this following month would be considered charter members. At the end of the first month, there were 49 charter members on the roll. Will Ed Langford became pastor in 1951 and had a heart attack and wasn't expected to live, but he did recover and continued to lead the church for some time. And he was succeeded by Melvin T. Hancock. Pacific Beach First Baptist Church now. And that was established in 1943. So guess what? They're sound in 1943, aren't they? This is before 1950. From 1953 or on, that's when Southern Baptists started going away from the Baptist doctrines. Palm City First Baptist Church. San Diego Balboa Park Baptist Church. And this church split and divided and made two churches. San Diego Calvary Southern Baptist Church. Now, San Diego is a military town, basically, isn't it? Now, when you go in there and you go preach, I was in Camp Pendleton. I was their favorite preacher for at least 10 years. There was a lieutenant colonel by the name of Green. And he would play, they would take my videos and play them wherever they go. I've been played in Afghanistan and Iraq and all over the place. They've been watching me all over. And even on their bivouacs and things that they did there. And they really made some real sacrificial offerings from that I was ashamed to take. One time I didn't have good enough clothes to wear. And they sent me $7,000. And they said, in that $7,000, thank you for all of the things you sent to us, which were worth more than $7,000. All the DVDs and things and booklets and things that I sent to them, all hard copy. They would go and put it in the computers and they'd download it on the thumb drives and go. Anyway, they said, go to a tailor shop and get you some nice suits made and some shoes, and we want to see you dressed up in some of these, you know, videos from now on. We want to support our teaching pastor. And they did. But when you go into that area, you can't say whites only, Mexicans only, blacks only. Now, the Southern Baptists went down here, and the Southern Baptists were slower in accepting black people in their assemblies and Mexicans and whatever. They wanted to have them separate associations and everything. The story of the church under Casey's leadership sounds like a chapter in the history of Virginia Baptist during the days of Henry Clay and Thomas Jefferson. To begin with, the church located in a section where the land was owned by the government. The San Diego, being a large naval institution, the houses in the Linda Vista addition where the church is located are owned by the government, and the land cannot be bought but must be leased. When Casey and the church tried to secure the building site, the government's low brass objected because the community had been assigned to other religious groups. This, of course, in cooperation with the old Federal Council of Churches. They had comity agreements. When the government finally agreed, it insisted upon the following clause being inserted in the lease agreement, which galled them. It wouldn't gall them today, I'm sure, but it did back then. There shall be no discrimination against race, creed, color in the membership of your church. Now, in my churches, I've had blacks, I've had Asians, and I've had Mexicans, a lot of Mexicans in my church. Most of them are converted Catholics. It took 7 months to get the state, that one clause stricken from the lease agreement. They did not want to do that. Now, I heard them preach back in the old days that God believes in segregation, and he doesn't want the races amalgamated or together. When the church was finally ready to build, the government did not want to give permission to purchase the building materials because the community had been assigned to other religious groups, Northern Baptists, basically. The government was ably aided and abetted this opposition of the Federal Council of Churches, and worst of all, the First Baptist Church of San Diego. Most of the objection from the First Church Baptist Church affiliated with the American Baptist Convention or the Northern Baptist was from its pastor, Dr. John Bunyan Smith, who for years left no methods in unturned to plague the efforts of Southern Baptists in San Diego. The Federal Council of the Churches opposed and delayed the congregation in the building to the extent the church had to begin paying off its home mission board loan before it got into a new building. He said finally it recovered from the dilemma. Well, what was it? It was racial problem. That's what it was. Not only comedy problem, but racial problems. San Diego First Southern Baptist Church, 1942. At that time it was the Sound Church. San Diego Madison Avenue Southern Baptist Church, 1949. San Diego Midway Southern Baptist Church, in 1949. San Diego Ocean View Baptist Church, 1944. So guess what? That was a Sound Church when it happened. San Diego Twin Cities Baptist Church, 1953. That's later. San Fernando Valley. This is San Fernando Valley, just over the mountain from Bakersfield, in that area. Alhambra First Southern Baptist Church. Beverly Hills now. This is Beverly Hills First Baptist Church. The First Baptist Church in Beverly Hills grew from a mission established by Calvary Southern Baptist Church in El Monte. El Monte, it was where the first church in the state of California in 1853 was, where the preacher had to carry his guns into the pulpit. Burbank First Southern Baptist Church, 1952. Granada Hills First Baptist Church. Highway Highlands, Dunsmore Avenue Baptist Church, 1947. Los Angeles, Centennial Avenue Baptist Church, 1942. Back then, the Southern Baptist Missionary Baptist Landmarkers didn't have any problems at all, did they? North Hollywood First Southern Baptist Church. Newhall First Southern Baptist Church. Pocoyama First Baptist Church, 1953. Panorama City Trinity Southern Baptist Church. This is interesting, again. Very interesting. The Trinity Southern Baptist Church in Panorama City was organized in 1950 with 14 members, and was really known as the San Fernando Valley Southern Baptist Church. The church did not grow from a mission, but established by the missionary efforts of J. I. Allen, who became pastor and was organized and remained until 1952. He was succeeded by William Van Wy, who served for less than a year, and was succeeded by J. L. Shanahan. The church first met in the Seventh-day Adventist building, but for a short time, but was organized. The pastor, J. L. Allen, purchased the building, served the church. It seems that the members of the church thought that they were buying the building. The preacher bought the building. And the church members thought they were buying the building. After investing approximately $1,000, which would be like $100,000 today, at least, in the project, found that the building did not belong to them, but instead belonged to the pastor. And when Allen resigned, he sold the building to the American Legion, and the church had no place to meet. They had to rent the building from the American Legion, the building they thought they had bought already. Pasadena First Southern Baptist Church, 1943. So that was the sound church when it was established. Tarzana. All these names I remember. My uncles moved out from Oklahoma and they worked down in these areas and in different plants, and they did a lot of. They had a lot of great plants down there, military airplanes and all kinds of stuff. San Francisco Association, Brisbane Bethel Baptist Church. San Francisco Bayview Southern Baptist Church, 1944. The San Francisco First Southern Baptist Church, the First Southern Baptist Church in Sacramento, was organized with 10 members, which at the time J. Dallas Faulkner became pastor, and Faulkner served until 1949, during which time the property was purchased, and Faulkner's pastor to church had refused fellowship with Golden Gate Association. The man taught close communion and against alien immersion, so at this time, the association, the convention, would not accept him, would accept that church into the convention as long as he was pastor. The church was refused fellowship by the Golden Gate Association because of objection among brethren to Faulkner's leadership. San Francisco First Spanish Church. The Spanish Church. And that was in 1950. San Francisco Twin Peaks Baptist Church, 1949. San Mateo First Southern Baptist Church, 1947. San Francisco First Southern Baptist Church. San Joaquin Association. San Joaquin Association was started by missionary Baptist preachers. The First Southern Missionary Baptist Church in Arvin was organized with 11 members in 1939, and Dud Pointer preached there. The first pastor was T.H. Haynes, who served until 1939, and until the March of the following year was succeeded D.L. Atkinson. All of these people are sound missionary Baptists now, but they're working together, who served until July 1944. The next one was Robert R. Terman, who served only 3 months before he was succeeded by G.E. Lackey. G.E. Lackey was a sound man. His brother was R.W. Lackey. In 1947, L.H. Waldrop became the pastor and remained in a congregation for 2 years. Next in line was A.C. Smith, who was called in 1949 and resigned. 1942, that doesn't sound right. He couldn't come there in 1949 and resign in 42. That must be a misprint. Van Cunningham became pastor in 1952. The church has a primary membership of 141. This church, they didn't say one thing about it. But Dud Pointer preached a revival there, and that church was organized in 1939. He should have been mentioned, but they didn't want him mentioned. Central Baptist Church in Bakersfield was organized by 64 members in 1947. It did not grow from a mission, but rather from that of the efforts of A.T. Estes. And remember I said I used to work for him picking fruit in his orchard out there on Fairfax Road, who had recently been the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Oildale. He took with him a group of members from Oildale congregation and some from the First Southern Baptist Church in Bakersfield, along with a few others, and organized a church. Estes remained pastor until 1949. And he resigned. He was succeeded by Harold E. Dye and then Raymond Robertson. And then finally built a church on Truxton Avenue. Bakersfield's First Southern Baptist Church. This is things that I preached here. I preached there too. I preached in Arvin when Brother Pointer was pastor again there. And when he introduces me to the presbytery when I was ordained, he mentions that. The First Southern Baptist Church in Bakersfield was organized in the home of Gordon Wooden. Now, I knew Woodens also. I went to school with some of the boys, Ronnie Wooden. At Skyline Boulevard, September 1939, 13 charter members gave a total of $13 on the first offering, a dollar apiece. The names of the charter members were Jolly, Tyser, Wooden, Bunch, Eric, Pettit, Cross, and Crow. Again, the Crow family comes up. And the Crow family, some of them are still in the First Missionary Baptist Church in Bakersfield to this day, as far as I know. A few weeks after the church was organized, a committee was appointed to secure a building site and provide a building. Back then, you could move houses all over the place, couldn't you, Marilyn? Mm-hmm. You moved them all over the farm out there. Mm-hmm. I had good friends that trained horses for Jack McMillan, McMillan Moving Company. One of the horses that he sold to me, I rode up here, Fish Lake Valley Mustang, and it was a Morgan Stallion. They had a lot on the corner of River Boulevard and Water Street. And a small frame building was purchased for $90. $90 was a lot of money back then. Which was moved onto the lot by W. Jolly, tells the highway patrolman stopping him and the other men who were moving the building down the highway without a permit. Unfortunately, none of them went to jail. The first pews in the new building consisted of boards leveled across nail kegs. I know all about that. That's the way that was my dining table when I was little. If it was anything at all, we were sitting on fruit boxes. The attention of the children was hard to hold because they were looking through the large cracks in the walls. Ladies wearing high-heeled shoes had to walk with caution for the knot holes in the floor. First pastor was R.W. Lackey. And the next pastor was G.F. Loving. G.F. Loving was the pastor, well, of this church. It became Trinity Baptist Church later. During Loving's five-year pastorate, the membership grew to 349. Now, Loving, from that church, was established the First Missionary Baptist Church in Bakersfield and others. They purchased a five-acre lot. When Loving resigned, the pulpit committee was appointed to search for the new pastor, and they contacted the man of Patrick W. Murphy of Oklahoma, who was called but declined. C.A. Butler, Dale Huft. Under his Huff's leadership in 1947, under his leadership, the growth of the church had been phenomenal, even though two groups went out of different times, one from Hillcrest, the Hillcrest Church. Hillcrest Church is where the church that I went to, Valley Baptist Church, came from. This is one of the churches. Phil Neighbors became pastor of their church much later. And another to form Central Church. And another occasion, the congregation grew so fast that the building will not house the Sunday school, so an acre of ground was purchased on Mount Vernon Street. And I remember when this was done. That's next door to the Jezreel Missionary Baptist Church. So an acre of ground was purchased on Mount Vernon Street, and the old Edison School building brought and moved onto it. That's from Edison, off of Edison Highway, which went out in the little town of Edison. This was done in order to organize Trinity Baptist Church. Valley Baptist Church now owns that church. Valley Baptist Church owns the one on Nile Street also. Baptist Church of Bakersfield, Green Acres Southern Baptist Church, on Dean Street in rural Bakersfield. The pastoral call went out to G.F. Lackey, and the present membership is 96. The most regular carpenter on the job as a pastor. The Green Acres Church participates in regular activities in the San Joaquin Valley Association. The San Joaquin Valley Association was organized by Dud Pointer and a few of the other old-time missionary Baptists in the 1930s. Bakersfield now, Greenfield Southern Baptist Church, and that's where we're going to end for right now. Located in rural Bakersfield, organized 1948 with 15 members. The first meeting was held in the home of Henry Cash, a layman assisted by Dud Poynter, in the organization of several of the original 13 Baptist Church. Dud Poynter was organized 13 Southern Baptist churches in California. He was a missionary, a landmark missionary Baptist, which organized the state convention. The organization was meeting in the Wayside Baptist Church in Bakersfield. I have preached there, where Poynter was pastor at that time. And it wasn't long, however, until Poynter returned to the landmark camp. He was always in the landmark camp. He helped the Southern Baptists, but they didn't appreciate it because they started going that way from the truth. The first pastor was Ed Hawthorne, and I knew him. Greenfield made a consistent growth under Hawthorne's leadership. And then we have Herman Starr and J. Lawrence Brantley. And then we'll begin on page 261 next time, and we're going to talk about the church where Phil Neighbors pastored later on. All of this is a lot of churches, a lot of names and everything, but I want you to understand something. The truths in God's Word don't change. But sometimes denominations evolve. And we're talking about the evolution of the Southern Baptist Church in these years, during this period of time, the evolution of their theology. It became more lucrative and more progressive to lay aside alien immersion and to basically walk away from close communion. These are two indicative, indelible Baptist traits in history. The name Baptist comes because we rebaptize people that come to us. Simple as that. We want to make sure that they have scriptural baptism. And the best way to do that, if you know that you've got scriptural baptism in church, is to baptize them. That's that. Simple and sound and simple. Our Father, we send this message out that you might use it to educate your people wherever they are in the world. Even though we're talking about California right now, it happened in Tennessee and Alabama and Georgia, North and South Carolina, New York, wherever, New Mexico, wherever they went, they dealt with the same kind of problems. The Catholic Church, comity agreements, and unsound doctrine being preached. Father, thank you for watching over us. Thank you for this message from the history that was given to me by Brother Poynter. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.